If you can't be free in your life, be free in your poems. Mark Wunderlich.
Erica Anderson Center is a poet who lives and writes in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Her poetry can be found in various publications online, and her first collection, Midwestern Poets' Incomplete Guide to Symbolism, was published by Eastover Press in 2021. She graduated from the writing seminars at Bennington College in 2016. She joins us remotely over Zoom from her home. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Erica, what poems have you brought for us today?
In the Naked Night. This big-footed heart was born in a barn. Two left feet, cloddish things stumbling through cornfields in early fog. She doesn't know her way home, and it's becoming a problem. She's fat-headed and bungles her every attempt. She throws broken darts and chugs cheap beer till she falls flat on her face. I will not be ruined by this mismanaged spoil of meat and mass and emotion. I will not let her pull the reins this way or that way through the piss and fire of our wild life. She cannot maneuver the pitfalls of a July full moon. She's a heavy lump who sits all thumbs, bumbling around for the words she should have said. She doesn't know which fork is the salad fork, and what's worse, she doesn't care. All she wants, all this little hillbilly heart wants, is her beloved back so she can unfurl in the naked night, elegant and nimble by his touch in the naked night. The one where a small horse eats the heart of a man who left. Me, I'm standing on back hooves of heartbreak, bleeding out of small sores on my barrel, neighing the woes of grief and pain and abandonment on a perfectly sunny May morning. And sure, yes, of course, people get tired of hearing an exhausted horse caught in brambles. But damn it, if I don't still feel the sting of it, singing the urgency of this ancient tune, vibrations of it, strings pulled from the sun of it, galloping wildly, catching my shins on thorns. Yes, me, the lame horse with a shotgun between my ears, a man whose heart I've eaten holding my withers. Yes, me, the pony running. I'm tired of this, the wild animal of feral loss, the ghost beat of his heart stuck in my throat. Notes on being a ghost. So the first thing is we are dead. Each moon collapses in our vacant chests from here on out. We cannot start fires even though we want. There will be resounding clear pings of movement where you'll be between the blood in his neck, but blood is stranger to us now. Now? Now exists similar to sine, cosine, the rise and slope of the earth's fat thigh. Concepts that are kindling for trash can fires and broken down barns and maggots in the eyes of our mothers. We will rarely remember the good. Moonwash of a lover's sin at midnight. Dust falling lightly through the sun in your best friend's window, small weight of a warbler, the collective noun for trout, walking a dog with old bones and blood that runs winter rivers slow. As a ghost, you become obsessed with blood, and ain't that just the way, as soon as you can't have it, and all of that. Anyway, these words are nothing but ash, and now so are you. Yes, even under this moon, this one right here, the one collapsing inside of us.
You've been listening to poems by Erica Anderson Center on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.